Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, all. Good morning. Good morning, all. This is Dr. Joy, and welcome to Living a Life of Unlimited Joy. Today, you're invited to join us in this endeavor to recreate or reinvent yourself so that you can be, do, and have the life that you desire. So won't you acknowledge our creed with me at this time? As I am continuously aware of and also grateful to the divine, I remain spiritually attentive and blessed with excellent health, increasing wealth, flawless beauty, limitless creativity, boundless wisdom, harmonious love, with power over the conditions and the events of my life. For this, my soul gives thanks. Embrace this thought. Know that it is true for you. Receive the anointing, and so it is. I thank you for blessing me with your presence today, and I bless you back. All right, let's talk about demonstration today. You know, yesterday I spoke a bit about money, and I thank you for your comments, I'm glad to see that so many of you are catching on and getting the gist of this and starting to demonstrate it in your life. The hardest part about this teaching really is letting go of those limiting thoughts that you previously had or still struggling with, those beliefs that limit your growth, that keep you chained or harnessed, and doesn't allow you to grow. You know, superstitions do that, religion can do that, Just old wives' tales can do that. Stories, mythology. We can go on and on about how this comes to be. But for the most part, it's learned behavior, okay? It's certainly not something that you're born with, okay? We all are born with the expectation of succeeding. That's just innate within all humans. Even those that are born with certain physical limitations still have that same drive, that same motivation. And that is essential to the creative process. As I'm always reminded of, you are spiritual beings have a human experience. God, individualized in a body. Okay? You are a perfect expression of that divine energy, that source. Everything you want, need, and desire is already contained within. The objective is to bring it into your awareness, into your consciousness, into your reality. Okay? We must remember that our beliefs, our thoughts, especially our words, our feelings, and our actions all manifest physically. Manifest in our physical world. And when you know that, then you can manage what you demonstrate, what you bring about in your life. Demonstration is obvious. It pretty much follows your thought process. And this is why when you're in tune with the universe, you will often say, I knew that, I knew that, and you did. Okay? But many of us live our lives out of tune. And because of that, we miss our mark. We find that life becomes a struggle. And it doesn't matter what it is we're trying to do, but there seems to always be obstacles in our path. So, in speaking about demonstration, it's all about, first of all, getting your mind right. And I know that sounds rather simplistic, but it is pretty easy, actually. It's a matter of recognizing, first and foremost, that if you are not living a life of unlimited joy, then you don't have the answers. And that's what you mean to let go of. Those beliefs, okay, those superstitions, you know, those ideas that have caused you to come to these erroneous and untruthful conclusions, which confine you to do the same thing expecting different results. Those things have shaped your beliefs and your thoughts, of course. And if you're not getting anywhere, if you're finding that your life is just not going in the right direction and you seem to have no control over it, then look at your beliefs. Look at those teachings or that training that you have had that somehow is playing a joke on you. Quite frankly, right? And I'm sure it wasn't meant to when the person who started to you said it, but if it's not working for you, then you don't need to believe it anymore. Now, I know that's hard. You know, people say, for instance, religions. You know, oftentimes nowadays people change their religions because they're not getting what they want out of the religion they're in. Religion is a belief system. And many of you probably never realized this, but God didn't invent religion. Man did. And it's simply a theory that was adopted by, you know, a certain group of people, and this is how we're going to live. Now, naturally, it was adopted by one person who said that God told them that this is the way it should be for them, and so they believed it and lived in accordance with that particular mandate. Now, not to argue the whole point of religion, but just to let you know that religion serves a purpose. It basically identifies how you choose to practice, what you choose to believe, and how you choose to honor your Creator. That's what it is. Doesn't make it right, and it doesn't make it wrong. Okay? And you can go from one religion to 25 religions if you'd like, okay, and still not find the one that suits you or that honors you as a spiritual being having a human experience. And you find that a lot of people today will all so tell you that they aren't really religious. They are just spiritual. And we're all spiritual, okay? Whether we recognize it or not. That connecting link, that energy, that is the all, okay? The one is that spirit, okay? So whatever you call it, it's fine. It answers the all different types of things. But religion is simply the way in which you choose to identify and the way you choose to practice. I bring that up mainly because many people have trouble growing and or demonstrating the good that they desire, the reason they came to the planet, because of the misinterpretation of the religion or the ways in which the religion has confined their expression. Now, let's look at it realistically here. We know that there are people that have made millions and millions, even billions of dollars each year, okay? Not just over their lifetime, but each year. There are people that walk the planet right now that are making billions of dollars each year, and some are making billions of dollars each year, okay? Not companies, I'm talking individuals. The fact that this is true, and it is, okay, that should tell you that it can be done, okay? So put aside that thought that it can't happen. It can, okay? The question is, can it happen for you? Yes, it can. When you do what they do, or believe what they believe, or think how they think, okay, and feel the way they feel, then you will get the same demonstration in your life. This is not rocket science. This is just common sense. Okay? Now, everybody doesn't want to be Donald Trump or Beyonce or Jay-Z or Oprah Winfrey. Okay? But in order to demonstrate success in your life, you need to change your thinking to accommodate that success. You need to do the things that will automatically bring about that success. It means no lollygagging and wallowing around in the bed and whining and being miserable and focusing on the negative and hating yourself and your world, of course, the one you created, okay? It means getting up off your haunches and utilizing that energy that is within and around you, okay, in the purpose for which you have been created or manifested on the planet. That's what it means. If you're unhappy doing whatever it is you do, if your life is not making you happy, if you're miserable, then you're going the wrong way and you're doing the wrong thing. And I can assure you it's probably because you believe the wrong things, you think the wrong things, you say the wrong things, you feel it the wrong way, and you don't take any action. in order to better your situation. You're still holding on to those ideas that didn't work for you last year and didn't work for you now. Okay? This is why the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. Pure and simple. Somebody said poverty is a mental disease. It is. Okay? Somebody said sickness is a mental disease. It is. Okay? And this is what we need to understand as spiritual beings contained in the body. Just wearing the spacesuit. That's it. Okay? We are continuously making this whole thing up. Okay? It hurts me sometimes when I hear kids say, oh, life ain't worth it, and, you know, what's the point? And they've given up before they've even gotten started. And the reason why is because of their neighborhood, their parents, the violence, the pain and suffering, they see the poverty, the condemnation, you know, and they are consumed by it, and their expectations are so, so low. Well, believe it or not, there are so many people that are like that, and they're not even kids, they're adults. And some of them have been for a long time, and they still haven't done a thing to change their mind, to change their thinking, to get on track. Now, it ain't working for them, okay? Their thoughts, their beliefs, their religion, okay, whatever it is they're doing, is not working for them, which is what perpetuates the same thing. Year after year, month after month, day after day. But nobody said, hey, you know, that is not written in stone, and you don't have to believe that. You don't have to think that. You don't have to be that. You don't have to say that. Nobody has told them that. Apparently, if someone did, they didn't give them the tools, the tenets, the drive, the motivation, the help that they needed in order to change their mind. When you become aware that your life is based solely on the choices that you make, it's empowering, feeling like a victim. You become a victor in your own life. And you decide to become God or Goddess of your own universe within the whole of the divine universe. I'll take you back. Like I said, we see and hear about people who are doing it every day. Why not be one of them? Why not throw your hat in the ring and enjoy the pleasures of life? The Bible says it's the Father's good pleasure to give you kingdom. Jesus said that. Okay? Asking it shall be given, seeking you shall find, knocking the door shall be open. Jesus said, these things I do, you shall do also. What were you thinking? You know, it amazes me how people screwed that whole thing up, you know, but the point is, what are you going to do about it today? We can all sit back and daydream, or we can sit back and have a pity party and talk about all the reasons why we've been slighted and how things didn't work out for us and how we've given up. Okay? That's a choice. Okay? And so that would be in your life. Or instead, you can change your mind. often hear people say, well, you know, this is just how I am. This is their excuse for bad behavior. You know, now we got names for all of that, like bipolar and ADHD and all kinds of other stuff. And let me just tell you, these are choices. Okay? These are choices. And if you have a chemical imbalance, okay, do something about that. Change your diet, okay? Take the pills. Okay? Change your mind. Start believing and thinking and doing that which is going to benefit you, that which is going to take your life into what you want it to be. Okay, the definition of insanity is to keep doing the same thing expecting different results. If it's not working for you, why are you trying to prove when you already see that you're wrong? I know this is hard to hear, but I'm saying this in response to the letters I get that tell me how grateful they are for some of the teaching. Then it goes on this long soliloquy about how miserable their life has been previously, and now they're trying to come out of it. Well, let me tell you something, quite frankly. And I'm happy to get those letters, and I'm happy that you're growing in this. But I want you to understand that this whole process can take as long as you say it will. Because I also get those letters from people that say they hope that one day they get it together. Or they hope that, you know, in 5 years they change their life. What's wrong with right now? The only moment I have is right now. The only moment you have is right now. So what are you doing right this minute to better your circumstances? Uh-huh. Because whatever the conditions are in your life right now is contingent upon the choices that you previously made. It's cause and effect. Stop blaming the effect. It's not the cause. Okay? We get mad when things don't work out the way we want, or we throw in the towel, or we curse God, and we curse our parents and everybody else we think of, because we didn't get the effect, the demonstration, the result that we wanted, instead of realizing that ain't the cause. That's the demonstration. That's the outcome of your previous choices. Okay? And obviously, there's something wrong with the choice that you made. Okay? Or the choices. Sometimes the effect that, you know, we complain about is the result of 5 or 6 different choices that we made along the way. It's like driving down the street in a neighborhood you're unfamiliar with, and you make a wrong turn, and you figure that out in a few blocks, but yet you keep going in the same direction because you figure, well, maybe it'll take me back to where I'm supposed to be, or let's see what's in the next block, you know, and you just continue in the wrong direction until something stops you, until life, you know, does something in order to make you change your mind. Okay? When all you really have to do is make a U. Just make a U-turn and go back the other way. So you get back on track. But sometimes we do that. And while we're there, we decide, oh, you know, let's make a left here and see what's down that block. Okay, oh, all right, let's make another right turn. And eventually you forget how many turns you made left and right until you really lost and you don't know how to get back to where you are. And you find you can't get there from here. Okay? Sound a little asinine, but how many of us have done that? How many of us have lived our lives that way? We were headed in one direction, took a wrong turn, ended up doing something completely different, and never managed to get back to where we were originally going, never got back to our purpose, our assignment from God, the reason we came to the planet, okay? Never got back to being and doing and having the life that we desire. Instead, we just wanted to go take a look, see down here, made that detour, and some of us don't make it back. You see, to understand, if you want to grow, is that every choice you make, all day long, you are making choices. And every choice that you are making will cause an effect, a demonstration, an outcome. Somebody said, well, I just not make a choice and sit here and see what happens. Not making a choice is a choice. And what you end up doing is giving your power away to someone else who will choose for you. Problem with all of that is that we don't want to own that. We don't want to take responsibility for the errors in judgment, the sins, the mistakes we've made. Instead, we make up a whole long story about all the things that we never learned, that our parents did to us, that our ex-lovers did to us, or the present lover or the kids or our bosses. All of these things are choices. If you want to demonstrate health, wealth in your life, go to my website. It's www.unlimitedjoy.org. Join the program. Change your life. In the meantime, be blessed in all you do. And know that I love you.